The Flying Jacket. Professor Popov lived with his wife in a fine yellow house by the seaside. He spent his days teaching, gardening, and fishing, and most of the time he was very happy. Just two things made him miserable. One was buying clothes for himself, and the other was travelling by train to his meetings in London. One fine morning, in fact it was midsummer's morning, the professor was digging in his garden when he heard an awful ripping noise right behind him. "Oh, dear," he muttered. "I have a horrible feeling. That's my jacket." The professor was right. His jacket was so old and worn that it had split completely in two. He could still wear it if he buttoned the front together and put it on the wrong way round, but even the professor realised that it looked rather silly with the split part flapping loose at the front and the row of buttons down his back.
"Oh, it's no good," he sighed. "I shall have to buy a new one."
And he hurried off to see his tailor. Now, on Midsummer's Eve, some naughty elves had crept into the tailor's shop and put magic into a jacket standing in the corner of the window. They had made it into a flying jacket. This meant that if anyone was wearing it and wished to be somewhere else, the jacket would at once fly up into the air. Of course, Professor Popov didn't know anything about this. When he saw the jacket in the window, he decided to have it because he liked its green and brown check pattern. So he went into the shop to try it on. The tailor was delighted that at last someone wanted the old-fashioned jacket. "Oh, it fits beautifully," he said as he helped the professor put it on. "Could it be made for you?" The professor happily agreed.
"There's no need to wrap it up," he said. "I'll keep it on and give my wife a pleasant surprise. She's been complaining about my old jacket for months and months."
The professor paid his money and walked out of the shop feeling very proud. He was looking forward to showing off the jacket to his wife, but he thought that first he would catch some fish for lunch. So he marched jauntily down to the harbour, and before long he was out at sea in his little boat.
"What a beautiful day this is," he said as he looked up at the bright blue sky.
And with a sigh of contentment, he reeled out his fishing line and cast into the perfectly calm sea. He had high hopes that he would soon get a bite, but time passed without even a tug at the line, and then the wind began to pick up. Large black clouds appeared on the horizon, and waves began to splash against the boat.
"Oh, bother! Not only have I not caught a fish, but now my new jacket is getting wet. I do wish I were at home in my garden."
The magic began to work at once. Up into the air went the flying jacket with the professor inside it.
"Good grief! What's happening? I'm flying! I'm flying towards the town! I'm over the pier. I'm over the university. I'm over my house."
Then the jacket began to go down and down, slowly and gently.
"Well, I never. I'm in my garden. I can't believe it. It's this jacket. It must be a magic wishing jacket."
The professor ran excitedly inside to find his wife.
"Look at this amazing jacket."
"Oh, that's very nice, dear.
Much too nice for gardening."
"Never mind that," the professor said impatiently. "Just watch this. I were in the garden."
The professor shot up towards the ceiling, across to the window, and then out into the garden. Mrs. Popov had never been so surprised in her life. She rushed out into the garden and just stood there, staring.
"It's magic! It's a flying jacket," the professor called. "It's incredible," stammered Mrs. Popov. "But just think, dear, how useful it will be. You'll be able to fly down to your meetings in London instead of making those train journeys you hate so much."
Professor Popov looked a bit doubtful.
"I don't know if it's a long-distance jacket." Well, we'll see. You'll have to practice a lot first. I'll start right away.
And the professor spent the rest of the morning flying in and out of the dining room window into the garden, learning to control the jacket. By the time the summer was over, Professor Popoff was an expert. At last, the exciting day arrived. He was to attempt the long journey to London to attend a meeting of professors. With a rucksack on his back, he marched cheerfully into the garden and waved goodbye to his wife.
"Expect me back when you see me," he called.
Then, taking a big breath, he said,
"I wish I were in London."
And he flew up into the air.
"Hey, this is the way to travel to London," he chuckled
as he soared over the patchwork of fields and villages. But he'd not been flying long when he began to feel extremely hungry.
"What I need is some sandwiches," he said,
and he began to fumble through the contents of his rucksack.
"Oh, fiddlesticks. I forgot to pack any food. All I've got in here are my pajamas and washing things."
At that moment, the jacket gave a sudden swoop downwards as a silver monster roared just above him.
"Good
heavens!" he shouted, almost startled out of his jacket.
"It's a big plane coming in to land. Oh, how I wish I was safely on the ground with something tasty to eat."
The professor had forgotten that the jacket would act on any wish. He got quite a surprise when he began to drift down through the clouds, down and down, until he landed in the grounds of a school. The teacher of class one also got quite a surprise when the visitor walked into her room. She thought he must be the school inspector and went off to get him some coffee and biscuits. While she was away, the professor played with the children. They were using poster paints, and the professor got very excited.
"I'd really love to have some like that," he said.
"We'll give you some," said the children, "and put them in pots for you."
"All my favorite colors," he said. "Red and green and blue and yellow and purple, oh, and orange." "Thank you very much."
Soon it was time for the professor to go. The delighted children watched as he took off from the playground and disappeared into the clouds. Spread out his arms to steady himself as the wind began to howl round his ears. The wind was very strong. It was so strong that as the professor approached Newcastle, it blew all his paints into the clouds.
"Oh, dear," he gasped. "I do wish I were in London."
The magic worked quickly. In less than an hour, he was in London addressing the meeting of professors. "My jacket can fly faster than a plane," he thought. "I could fly back home tonight and arrive in time for breakfast." And so, as night fell, the professor rose above a city which was a mass of twinkling lights. Exhausted by his eventful day, he soon fell fast asleep. He only woke up as he landed with a bump in his garden. Oh. Mrs. Popoff was delighted to see him back and hear all about his adventures. And she had a good chuckle when, over breakfast, he read out a headline from a newspaper.
"Listen to this, dear. Coloured rain falls over Newcastle. A scientist's baffled."
"Are you going to tell them that it was you spilling poster paints in the rain clouds that did it?" she asked.
"Oh, I don't think so, do you?"
said the professor.
"Let's keep it a secret. Let's not tell anyone about the flying jacket."
And you know, they never did.